Time to preview Week 15. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Saturday, June 27th. I am Frank Stample, joined by Scott White. And let's start things off with the Week 15 schedule. We have 9 teams with 7 games. That includes the White Sox, Reds, Guardians, Rockies, Dodgers, Marlins, Brewers, Pirates, and Padres. We have 20 teams with 6 games, 1 lonely team with 5 games. That is the Royals, and it is finally happening. The Rockies have 7 home games, all of them in Coors Field, 4 against the Marlins and 3 against the Giants. Starter sit these 2 start pitchers that are on the fringe. Sandy Alcantara, he's been good lately. The problem, the reason I ask, Scott, he is at the Rockies and at the Athletics. Pretty rough ballparks to pitch in.
The two roughest.
The two worst.
The two roughest. I still think I lean yes in a 2-star week because he's been pitching well. The only way I might consider not doing it is in a categories league if you're really having to protect your ERA and WHIP. But even then, I'd probably start him. Not without his risk, but I'd probably do it.
What about Tanner Bibee? He's just kind of been up and down. Matchups are okay. Gets the Rangers and the White Sox next week.
Yeah, the Rangers matchup is a good one. And he has been pitching better, leaning on a sinker more, willing to pitch to contact more. It's been working. I think with 2 starts, it's been working well enough that you just go with it.
What about Eduardo Rodriguez? He gets the Giants and the Brewers.
I do think regression is coming for Eduardo Rodriguez, but I'd continue to hold out hope in a 2-star week. And just hope.
Nick Lodolo has had a pretty rough season. He's also coming off a start where he got hit by a comebacker on his wrist. He's at the Brewers and home against the Orioles next week.
Yeah, that just seems like a points league situation. He did look better before getting hit on the wrist, but there's a lot of question marks here.
Yuri Perez just made his return, and he also has those rough ballparks to pitch in at the Rockies, at the Athletics.
Leave him for the points leagues.
And Zebby Matthews has been okay. He's at the Astros and at the Yankees.
That's a no for me. I really don't trust him, and he's merely been okay, and those are tough matchups.
All right, let's talk about 2-star pitchers to add and stream for Week 15. You've got 4 names on the list. Who are they?
Well, let me just address real quickly who I had to take off the list because of some strong Thursday performances that bumped these 2 out. Shane Boz makes 2 starts, White Sox, Reds. Ryan Johnson, only 3% rostered. 2 good matchups, Mariners and Red Sox, and he's coming off an awesome start. So if you need a deep sleeper, I wanted to highlight Ryan Johnson especially. But he did not quite crack the list here of sleeper pitchers for me. Instead, I have Bubba Chandler at Philadelphia. That's still a pretty good matchup. At Washington, not so much, but Bubba Chandler has been looking a lot better lately. There's whip risk for sure. But he has even been throwing strikes more lately. So I think we're to the point now that with 2 starts, you got to use him. Sean Burke also been pitching great of late. And there's been a spike in velocity that's corresponded with that. Also has taken advantage of some good matchups. But at least one of his 2 this week is good. Cleveland. And that's one of the 2 teams he dominated his last 2 out. He also faces the Orioles. Griffin Jacks, Kansas City, and Houston are his 2 matchups, so we get a really good one and a not-so-good one, but he's just been so bankable since moving to the rotation. Has yet to exceed 5 innings in a start, so the upside is only so high, but I think because there are 2 starts there, Griffin Jacks is pretty much a must. And then finally, Brandon Sproat, who was coming off by far his best start, and there is talent there. Obviously, we've been waiting for it to break through. 10 strikeouts and 6 one-hit innings last time. He gets 2 matchups, and they are the Reds and the Diamondbacks. So kind of mid-tier there, but he gets 2 of them.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, FBT Express. We are previewing week 15, and let's go over to the one start streamers for next week on the pitching side. Who you got?
Got a lot of these. Again, a couple of them were dominant on Thursday and added themselves to the list because of that. One of them being Tatsuya Imai, who now has 21 strikeouts to one walk in his last two starts. My, how things have turned for him. He's talked about how he's made his slider look more like a fastball recently, so tunneling better, and obviously just throwing more strikes. He gets the Twins, who are actually decent against right-handers, but, you know, in theory, that's a good matchup. Roki Sasaki gets the Padres. That's, of course, a great matchup. He's been a little hit or miss lately, but overall trending the right direction. There's a lot of strikeout upside there for Sasaki. Landon Root, back-to-back quality starts. The underlying numbers have looked excellent all season long. There was a bit of a rough patch there that got him dropped in enough leagues that he qualifies for this list again. But Landon Root seems to be trending up. He gets the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Cade Cavalli just turned in a great start against the Phillies. Has an even better matchup at Boston. Oh, been a reliable streaming play, I'd say. Some decent strikeout upside. Joey Cantillo gets the Rangers. I am curious to see how his start over the weekend goes against the Mariners, because remember last time out, he threw his curveball a lot more. I believe he went 8 innings, right? It was just a really dominant start for Cantillo. We need to see over the weekend if he builds off of it, and if so, his matchup next week against the Rangers. It's a really favorable one. And then finally, Ian Seymour, another one of Thursday's standouts. Through 6 1/3 no-hit innings. And seems like he's finding himself now that he's being stretched out more. He was a dominant pitcher in the minors, even though the stuff doesn't blow you away. Always had high strikeout rates, low whip. And even last year as a starter, he showed some of that in the majors. I think Ian Seymour against the Royals coming off the outing he just had, it's a pretty nice play.
All right, let's slide over to the best hitter matchups, and we have the Marlins, Giants, Cubs, Cardinals, and Rockies. The worst hitter matchups, Blue Jays, Rangers, Royals, Angels, and Tigers. Who are your sleeper hitters for week 15, and how many Rockies are on the list?
A lot of Rockies. I had to exclude some because their playing time isn't consistent. I wasn't able to get Troy Johnston or Tyler Freeman in there, though they both are very good at home. I will point out the Rockies are only fifth because they're actually facing some tough pitchers in those 7 games, but we got to take advantage of this full week of home games for them. We've waited so long for it. So TJ Rumfield is in, Cole Kerrig is in, Jake McCarthy is in, especially since there's just one lefty on the schedule, and Willie Castro is in. You can play him everywhere but catcher. So 4 Rockies. Paul Goldschmidt's at the top of the list for a second straight week. I believe he's the most under-rostered hitter in fantasy. And even though the Yankees didn't quite make the top hitter matchups here, they could have. I mean, they're facing a bunch of scrubs in the series against the Twins, especially. Dansby Swanson, just coming off a huge 15 RBI series, seems to be trending up. Really was underachieving this season more than declining, I would say. And the Cubs have the 3rd best hitter matchups. Sam Antonacci, I believe he's just under-rostered as well. 7-game week for the White Sox. Matchups are decent enough, but really it's more just about the way Antonacci's been performing of late. Let's see. I already mentioned the Rockies guys, so let's go Lars Nootbaar here with the Cardinals having the 4th best hitter matchups. He continues to get on base, hit the ball hard. Owen Casey has started to pick things up. A rookie with a lot of power potential for the Marlins. It's good timing this hot streak because the Marlins' number one best hitter matchups, including a series at Coors Field. And then finally, Caleb Durbin, who's been a hot hand lately at third base. Red Sox matchups this week are pretty good with the National Series, especially more lefties than righties, which works to Durbin's benefit. I don't think there's huge upside there, even as hot as he is, but he's a solid play to weak position.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye!
podcasts.